Jeff Carter is in the house.
Way to start the show off. ABBA and Waterloo, welcome. I hope things are well with you. This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. So coming up on today's show, a whole load of fantastic entertainment. Don't forget you can listen to this show Monday to Friday. We start at 7:30 in the morning and go through until 10:30 a.m. Some fantastic music from the 70s right through to the current day.
Jeff Carter.
And entertainment all the way. Coming up very soon, we've got Joe Biden. Yes, the president. We're expecting an important phone call. So don't go away. That'll definitely put a smile on your face. We've also got Elton John with a little skit that we're going to call It's a Little Bit Funny. And it certainly will be funny. Elton John, plus music from Charlie Puth, also the Bluebells and Duran Duran, to name just a few. Also in today's show, we're taking a look at some of the craziest inventions ever. Obviously, when these things were thought up, somebody thought, yeah, people will need that. But when you look at it, you think, that is one of the most ridiculous inventions ever. Why did they think it was a good idea? That's coming up very soon. Plus, some of the worst things hosts have said when they've had guests in their house. Including one person said, I invited a friend over when I got up for breakfast in the morning. I found them sleeping naked on the sofa. Somebody else said, I asked somebody to stay over. And when they left, I realised they'd broken the couch. I mean, how'd you break somebody's couch, for goodness sake? Oh, wouldn't you feel embarrassed if you did that in someone else's house?
Well, I guess it would be nice if I Cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, 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 faith. I gotta have faith.
On the show today, we're expecting a very important call. I think it's through. It's just coming through now. Yes, we've got Joe Biden. The president is on line number one. Joe, it's great to hear from you.
Jeff, I've got two buttons in the Oval Office. One is blue. The other is red. Which one do I press?
Well, you've called the right person, Mr. President. Now, the thing is, the blue bell is okay to press. That's basically a door cam. So basically, you can see who's outside of the White House. And if you want them to come in, you just press that and you'll be able to see them on the camera and then decide if you want to let them into the White House and whether they can come up to the Oval Office. Now, the red one, don't press the red one. That's the missile one. Keep away from that. No, keep well away. Keep well away from that red one.
So don't press the blue one. Hang on, Jeff. Don't press the red one. Blue is the door cam.
Don't get those wrong, Mr. President. Now, the thing is, remember, you can use the blue one. It's the door cam. You can see who's waiting outside of the White House to see you. Joe, don't make a mistake there now. Blue and red, only the blue.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't wanna wait. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't wanna
I don't know about you, but if somebody invited me to stay in their house, I would make sure that everything was immaculate, that I was on my best behaviour. But some people aren't like that. Here are some of the worst things people have done while staying in other people's houses. Are you ready for this? Got drunk and redid the person's Christmas decorations. When they woke up in the morning, apparently they went to the lounge and saw the Christmas decorations all over the floor. Not many of them left on the actual Christmas tree. Oh, that's terrible. Somebody else said they'd invited somebody to stay, a very good friend. And anyway, the next day, when the person had left, they checked the bedroom and found there were marshmallows all over the bed. Chocolate just kind of gone all gooey and... Oh. That is disgusting. Somebody else said they had a friend over and this person stole one of their TV remotes. Why would you steal someone's TV remote?
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh yeah.
I love you guys.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. You got the healing that I want. Just like they say in the song. Till the dawn, let's Marvin. We got this king size to ourselves. Don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's Kama Sutra show and tell.
Trouble,
but I love to be in trouble. Marvin Gaye and get it on. Ooh, baby, got that healing that you want, yeah.
Like they say in the songs, on to the dawn, let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.
When it comes to warfare, everybody wants to have the best weapons. These are two things, two inventions, as far as warfare is concerned, that never took off, including the invention of a machine gun with a curved barrel. The idea was that you could sneak up to the corner of a building and you could poke the machine gun around the corner because of its curved barrel. The only thing was, it was impractical because you were around the other side of the bend and you couldn't actually see what you were shooting at. You could actually be shooting at some of your own guys. What about this one then? This was designed during World War II. It quite literally never took off. It was an attempt to make tanks that would fly. They would use winged gliders. The trouble was, tanks, as you and I know, are very heavy items, and getting them off the ground was just impossible because the gliders were not powerful enough to lift up the tanks. Just imagine, though, if you're walking down the street and you saw a flying tank. What a bizarre thing.
I'm today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, here beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
We're taking a look at some of the most useless inventions ever. What about this thing? Basically, it was a USB and it had a giant rock attached to it. It was called the Useless Rock, and basically you plugged it into your computer, it didn't do anything. Strangely enough, people didn't want a device that didn't do anything, and therefore nobody bought it. What about this thing? A great way to get from town to town, the mono wheel. Now, the idea was, and they've been around since the 19th century, but never really taken off, a more modern version of the mono wheel. It's a large wheel. It encloses the rider, so you sit inside of the wheel, and you pedal much like a bicycle. So you're inside of a giant wheel, and you're pedaling as ferociously as you can do. But it was very difficult to steer, very difficult to balance, and there was a high risk of injury. So strangely enough, people never actually purchased it. Also, it's very difficult to turn corners when you're sat inside a giant wheel. People found that there was a much better invention that had already been around for years, the bicycle. That's right then, just use a bike.
Thank you. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
It's a little bit funny listening to the Jeff Carter Show. I've lost my piano. Have you seen it? It's pretty big.
Well, how'd you lose a piano? I mean, it's massive.
I need that piano or I'm going to throw a tantrum. Right? That's it.
Come on, Elton, calm down. I mean, you know, calm down. Don't throw a tantrum.
I want my piano back, darling, because without it, I feel like a candle in the wind, lost and empty without the music that fills.
All right, don't get too carried away. Don't get too poetic and artistic on us, though. Come on. The music that fills.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Jeff Carter is in the house.
when inventors get it right, they can save us time, they can make our lives easier. They can also come up with things which are ridiculous. What about this one, which is painted in the 1980s? The anti-eating mask. This mask was designed to prevent the wearer from eating. It was a tool for dieting. So basically, just imagine this. It was a large cage which would fit around your head, a bit like a crash helmet, and then it fitted, the part of it went over the mouth to stop you eating. Understandably, it was criticized for its extreme approach to weight loss and never became popular. Just imagine going through your day, going off to work, wearing a crash helmet, and then at the front of it, it's got kind of a cage across your mouth so that you can't actually eat anything. Now, here's the thing that on the surface of it sounds like a great idea, but actually nobody really likes it. So just imagine you've got your phone and you've got your touchscreen. After a while, it becomes a bit greasy, doesn't it? Because you keep pushing away with your fingers and suddenly finger marks appear all over it. It's smudgy, it's messy. So somebody came out with the idea of phone fingers. They were thin latex coverings for your fingers. So it'd be like wearing gloves which were made of latex. And then obviously as you dabbed away at your phone, the idea was to prevent smudges and fingerprints on the screen. The product didn't catch on because it was impractical and inconvenient because you had to keep putting these gloves on. And also after a while they became quite uncomfortable and it made it more difficult to use the telephone. So we just have to go back to cleaning them every now and then with a cloth, which isn't that difficult.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying. Separation.
Wondered about your purpose in these challenging times? Heaven Stormed by Randy Kay holds the answers you've been searching for. After a life-changing near-death experience, Randy encountered Jesus Christ and received powerful revelations about the end times. Now, in this incredible new book, he shares his first-hand visions of heaven and what it means for us today. With insights on discerning God's work, understanding fulfilled prophecies, and preparing for what's to come, Randy guides you through these turbulent times with hope and purpose. If you're ready to step boldly into your end times assignment, Heaven Stormed is a must read. It's available on Amazon right now. It's the must read of 2024.
by far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
Jeff Carter is in the house.
history, there have been so many great inventions. They've changed our lives. Others have been so ridiculous that they've soon been forgotten moments after they were invented. What about this one? A nappy for your pet bird. Pet nappies are designed to catch the droppings when the birds are out of their cage. Now, although it addresses a real concern for bird owners, the contraption isn't widely used due to difficulty of fitting a nappy to your pet bird and also the discomfort experienced by your animal. Just imagine the bird is flapping its wings around and you're trying to get a nappy on it. Also, just imagine going around to a friend's house and they've let their bird out from the cage and it's wearing a huge great nappy. You would actually think, I must get my eyes tested. I keep seeing things. And talking of things for pets, what about this? The fish training kit. This kit claimed to help train your fish to do tricks like play soccer or jump through hoops. What a charming idea. The trouble is, though, fish only have a 3-minute memory and they can't remember complex tasks, let alone do them. This product was a novelty, but it never really took off. Because it wasn't practical. You just can't train fish. Imagine trying to get your goldfish to jump through a hoop. I mean, they're not dolphins, for goodness sake.
Thinking about your love.
Yeah, I.
Thinking about your love tonight, today, and always.
I know it's hard sometimes and you can get discouraged when it seems as though our working lives are keeping us apart. Put your trust in me, baby, don't you worry. And it won't be long now, so we must be strong. There were times I know I let you down so badly. I never knew then what losing your love would mean to me. Ask for anything, I'll give it to you gladly. You're part of me now, and you must believe that. If you're hurt, I'm hurting too, and I'm thinking about your love. If you need someone to care,
I'll be there.
You should know I'll never change, 'cause I'm
thinking about your love tonight, today, and always. Thinking about you, thinking about.
The days until I'm there beside you, till I hold you in my arms again. I find it hard to smile, so I'm asking you be faithful to me, baby, 'cause I'm coming through and I'll always love you. If you're hurt, I'm hurting too, and I'm
thinking about your love.
Tonight, today, and always. What you feel, I feel for you.
Kenny Thomas, thinking about your love, cast your mind back to your school days. What things do you remember about your school day? Maybe writing on your pencil case, I love whoever it was that was the apple of your eye, the person that you were drawn towards. So we'll be taking a look at some of your school day memories, what it was all like. Do you remember your first day at school? What was it like? Were you glad to be there? Did you think to yourself, I'll be glad when this is all finished? School memories coming up after Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits.
In the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can't afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing.
Good night, now it's time to one more thing. We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
So we're having a natter about your school days. They say they are the best days of your life. What about those people who are given interesting titles, such as the Milk Monitor? The Milk Monitor was somebody who really was, well, a little bit of a creep, really. There's no other way to say it, really. I mean, can't put it in a polite way. They were the kind of people who, when you're in the class and the teacher said, "Have you got any more questions?" and it was 4 o'clock and it was time to go home and the bell had gone, it was always the person who would be the Milk Monitor or the head boy or head girl who would put their hand up and say, "Yes, miss, I'd like to know about relativity." And everybody else is thinking, "Look, we want to go home. I don't actually want to hear about the theory of relativity, and you're not going to get through it in the next 30 seconds so that we could always get home." And then there was always the dilemma for the teachers, the head boy and the head girl. Should it be somebody who deserved that title, or should it be somebody who was a bit of a ruffian, but they actually just let them be the head boy or head girl because they thought it would keep them out of trouble? That was always the dilemma. So then, was it actually very fair, the person they'd appointed to do that task? And then you kind of wonder, these people who are the Milk Monitor, what kind of job would they be doing now? Probably something which makes them quite official, some kind of job when they could chuck their weight around, probably write out 90 memos a day to people, pointing out mistakes that they've made in the workplace.
Jeff Carter on the radio.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Say, say, say.
Are you ready to uncover the truth about sustainability? Dive into Be Green Heroes, Fighting Widespread Misinformation and Pursuing Environmental Literacy, Handbook of Textile Sustainability by Sei Chang. It's the must-read book that tears down greenwashing myths and empowers you with science-backed solutions. Learn how your choices, from fabrics to fashion, impact the planet and how you can truly make a difference. This is the guide for anyone who wants to be a real green hero. Don't just follow the trend, lead the change. Be Green Heroes is available on Amazon. Get your copy today. It's the must read of this year. Simply go to Amazon and tap in Be Green Heroes.
That's it.
Is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.